Okay, this is concerning breaking news. On the World War front, Secretary of War now, Pete Hegseth, he has called every admiral and higher rank person, so admirals and generals, he's called them all to physically fly back to the United States to have a meeting of all of them all at once, all the, you know, all the admirals and above in the world on active duty. In other words, the entire command structure of the U.S. military is going to meet in one room. They're going to meet at headquarters, and Pete Hegseth is going to tell them something. Now, what do you suppose is so important that every admiral and general from around the world would need to get on a military flight and fly back to the United States to have an in-person meeting? In other words, whatever he's about to tell them is so important that he doesn't want to risk it being intercepted, even through encrypted military channels. He wants to tell them all in person. Basically, this is a SCIF operation. SCIF, S-C-I-F. He's going to have them all in a secure room, and he's going to tell them something. Well, it's not that difficult to know what he's going to tell them. I believe he's going to tell them that the United States of America is about to initiate World War III. The U.S. military wants an accelerationist initiation of World War III for the very obvious reason that America's strategic enemies, notably Russia, China, and Iran, are getting stronger by the day, while America's allies, such as Israel's and the United Kingdom, and, well, a few others, Australia, etc., are getting weaker by the day. So again, the East, you could say, China, Russia, Iran, we'll just call them the East. The East are getting stronger, the West is getting weaker. And by what metric am I claiming that? Well, it's obvious, but military and industrial output capability, Russia has dwarfed the entire output capability of all of NATO, including the United States, when it comes to artillery, munitions, drones, hypersonic missiles, obviously, anti-air defense systems, etc. And China dwarfs the United States and all of NATO in terms of naval shipyard production. Although, you see, China's navy is not yet dominant. The United States has the dominant navy at the moment, that is blue water navy. But China is producing aircraft carriers now. They're not on par with U.S. Gerald Ford class aircraft carriers, but they are nonetheless aircraft carriers. And China is, in the next decade, going to be able to eclipse the United States in terms of naval power. So the U.S. is looking at this and realizing that if we don't fight and destroy these enemies now, because, of course, the U.S. sees everybody in the world as an enemy rather than a possible friendly trading partner. Peace is incompatible with the U.S. empire. It's just incompatible. The only posture that the U.S. has, and it's been this way for a long time, Wolfowitz doctrine, back to the 1990s, is to destroy everybody, coerce everybody, force everybody to use the dollar, bomb them, assassinate them, infiltrate, carry out color revolutions, the whole deal. Sanction them, obviously, and then sanction them again and again and again. So this has been the U.S. posture. That posture is no longer working. And that became obvious when India and China told Trump to go pound sand when he said, we're going to have secondary tariffs on you because you're buying energy from Russia. Now the U.S. is trying to pressure Western Europe into sanctioning India and China and Russia even more, and to stop buying all energy from Russia, saying to Western Europe, hey, you should buy all your energy from us, America, where you'll pay five times the price, and then we'll get trillions of dollars from you as Western Europe goes broke and its industry collapses. Did you hear, by the way, that Bosch, the German maker of all kinds of really high-end products, Bosch is a quality maker. Bosch is one of the best brands in the world when it comes to appliances and power tools and what have you, because German engineering is good engineering. On the occasional days when Germans actually aren't on vacation, they make great products. And Bosch is a good example of that. Well, Bosch is laying off, I think it's tens of thousands of people now, because the industrial collapse of Germany is accelerating. All right, so, oh, and then I didn't mention the monetary side of all of this, which is, of course, the rise of the BRICS nations, the rise of non-US dollar settlements in domestic currencies, and coming up, some innovative gold-backed settlement systems that BRICS is working on. Okay, so the US realizes that they are losing their position as the hegemon of the world. And if they don't cripple China and Russia and Iran, and probably they're going to add Turkey to that list soon, I would imagine. But if they don't cripple these countries, then the U.S. is going to be eclipsed by these other nations. So that's why the U.S. wants to start World War III. And this is also why Trump wanted to get the U.S. out of Ukraine, which has not been successful. But the idea was to then redirect U.S. military efforts into attacking Iran. Not China next, but Iran next. And that's because of the pressure from Netanyahu, the war criminal who runs Israel, a genocidal terror state. So to appease Israel, here's what's going to happen. Trump is going to declare, well, I don't know if he'll declare it, but he's going to wage war against Iran. That's what's coming. And that's why all the military leaders are being called into a giant meeting, because Hegseth and Trump and whoever else is involved, they know this is going to rapidly, rapidly escalate into a world war. So Iran is going to be ground zero for world war. And that world war will very quickly involve not just regional countries like Pakistan, which will come to the aid of Iran almost certainly, and not just annoying, nations like North Korea, which is threatening to nuke Tel Aviv, by the way, currently. If Israel attacks the flotilla and kills Greta Thunberg, I think is how you say her name. So that's North Korea threatening to nuke Tel Aviv. You're going to see Russia involved very quickly once this war, this next wave of attacks on Iran takes place. And why is that? Well, not only are Russia and Iran allies and significant trading partners, but of course, Russian anti-air technology is widely deployed across Iran. And it's no question there's been technology transfer from Russia to Iran. And that has enabled Iran to move up the ladder of ballistic missile technology. And that was demonstrated in the so-called 12-day war a couple of months ago, during which Iran nearly destroyed Israel just with 12 days of launching missiles. So Iran actually has escalation dominance over Israel in the non-nuclear theater. If Israel takes it nuclear, which they almost certainly will, then we start to get into the nuclear powers of Russia and China getting involved and either attacking the United States or Israel with retaliatory nuclear weapons. So we are very likely to see this new effort, this new war on Iran. It's going to start with non-nuclear kinetic attacks, bunker buster bombs, stealth bombers, Air Force bombers from Israel with refueling with the help of U.S. forces, etc. We're going to see a massive campaign launched by Israel and the United States. They will be the aggressive initiators of this next wave. And then that's going to trigger the what are called the, I guess it's the anti-slapback provisions of the IAEA agreement that Iran just signed, which says that if Iran is attacked and bombed again, then it is no longer beholden to the requirements of the IAEA nuclear weapons inspectors. And at that point, Iran is almost certain to roll out its own nuclear weapons. And we know that Iran has the capability of launching those and delivering those to Israel. And we know they have the technical know-how, the expertise to build and assemble and mount nuclear warheads. So this thing's going to go nuclear very quickly. Now, at that point, the United States might get involved and try to pull a Hiroshima on Iran by bombing a major city in Iran with a nuclear weapon and killing millions of innocent people, and then saying, that's a warning shot, we'll do it again if you don't surrender. Well, it's not going to work the same as it did in World War II. And by the way, the U.S. government has no hesitation of carrying out massive war crimes and even genocide against civilians, because, of course, they support that happening right now in Gaza. So if you think the U.S. won't drop a nuke on Iran, you're wrong. They absolutely will. And that's probably what they're discussing at the upcoming meeting. Well, in this case, the world is not just going to sit back and be cowed into surrendering to the whims of the West. Not at all. In this case, if America nukes Iran, then Russia will probably, this is my own analysis, obviously I don't have any inside information, but in my analysis, Russia will detonate the Poseidon nuclear weapons that are already off the coast, the east coast and west coast of the United States, and also off the coast of Britain. And that will unleash a massive radioactive tidal wave, and it will inundate the coastline with, you know, 100-foot waves or taller, because those are 100 megaton warheads, okay? And that will absolutely destroy the fishing industry and the ocean ecosystem of the Atlantic Ocean, and the results will be not just ecologically catastrophic, but also geopolitically and economically catastrophic. And that would be probably the end of the United States of America as we know it, because Washington, D.C. would be gone. And so would the naval base in Virginia. And there would be, you know, massive economic implications because of the impact on New York City. And there would be massive economic implications because of the what happens to New York City and other areas, and it would impact Florida as well. So, see, in World War II, the U.S. had a monopoly on the use of atomic weapons for a period of time. It was many years later before the Soviets were able to replicate that, and China, and then later on, you know, countries like North Korea and Pakistan, etc. And a lot of that was technology transfer anyway. But the truth is that today there are a great number of countries that have nuclear weapons, and the U.S. cannot simply carry out acts of mass genocide and ecological destruction without a response, even though the leaders of the United States, they think they can. So they are both arrogant and incompetent. They are ignorant of history, and they are incapable of properly understanding the consequences of their own actions. Pete Hegseth, for example, is completely unqualified to be the Secretary of Defense, now renamed the Secretary of War. And they renamed it, you know, the Department of War, because they're going to war. This is not a coincidence. They're going to war. And as a result, they're going to drag the entire world into World War III. And this serves many of the interests of Western nations, their leaders, to have a domestic martial law, wartime rule, censorship, control over the economy, the invocation of the NDAA, you know, wartime, basically dictatorial controls and martial law. And that's exactly what Trump wants. And that's exactly what Starmer wants in the UK. They want absolute control over their own countries. And war is that's the mechanism that gives them that legal justification. And especially if it goes nuclear, then they can declare anything they want. They can say, we're taking your bank accounts. And you're like, why? Because it's for the war. Oh, okay. They can say to every farmer, oh, we're stealing all your fuel and all your seeds. You know, no, why? Because the war. See? So the war becomes the excuse for everything that these tyrants want to accomplish. And that's why they all need war. That's why Trump did a 180 recently and said that Ukraine can defeat Russia now, all of a sudden, which everybody knows is nonsense. But this is like a geopolitical Hail Mary from the U.S. empire. This is a Hail Mary. This is the realization that we are so far behind China and Russia and other countries in so many areas. You know, the U.S. no longer has technological dominance in almost anything other than arguably AI technology and heavy lift rocket launches. Aside from that, China dominates almost every single area of technology, from robotics to rare earth minerals extraction, materials science, you know, you name it. China dominates. Pharmaceutical manufacturing, phytoconstituent extraction from herbs, all these things, China dominates by far. The U.S. realizes it's way behind, and this is its last ditch Hail Mary attempt to try to hobble the world, to try to kneecap the other nations and make the U.S. come out on top. But in the process of doing that, they're going to kill millions of people, or billions, actually. I accidentally said millions, but it's billions. They're going to kill billions of people, which just happens to also promote the anti-human extermination agenda of the globalists, you see? And it's the globalists that are influencing all these regimes, such as Israel and the United States and the UK, Germany, etc. Oh, France, too. Don't forget France. It's like globalist headquarters right there. And the EU via Brussels and all those insane lunatic globalists like von der Leyen, etc. So this is a global depopulation plan disguised as a war. And it's also a financial reset. It's also a massive asset grab at the same time. Basically, they're going to ethnically cleanse the earth. This is genocide against the human race. They're going to kill billions of people and then try to reset the world into a whole new timeline with probably a whole new faked history. They'll start teaching the new faked history so that everything that you and I have lived through will be forgotten and erased. And they'll tell the new people, you know, the new generations, they'll give them some BS made up story about how Earth was attacked by aliens or something. And then Earth defended itself, and now we have to rebuild. We're living in the aftermath of the alien assault. You know, some completely made-up story. Because that's what we have been fed also. Our history is also a fake. We've been led by the nose through a completely fake Truman Show reality that also is not backed by, you know, facts. So by the time this thing runs its course, which will take many, many years, could be 5 to 10 years of global war. Probably the majority of the human population will be dead. There'll be mass famine, chaos, lawlessness, collapse of the power grid, etc. But they will keep the power grid going where they need it for their AI data centers because, of course, the robots will replace the humans in the aftermath of this mass extermination campaign. So war is the plan. And it's actually a plan of mass human extermination and a giant asset grab because they don't need humans anymore. They are ready to replace most of the world's population with automated systems. And they just need to get rid of the humans in the meantime. And what they found out with Israel's genocide is that a whole lot of Christians will go along with it because they think it's end times and they think they're going to be lifted up with the rapture. Even though the rapture is not even mentioned in the Bible at all. But they think that, so... hope they're prepared. In order to get prepared, of course, you know, this is... I believe it's survivable. They're not going to kill everybody. But it's going to be difficult, so of course, do all the things that you know how to do. Back up food supplies, back up communications, you know, back up power systems. Check out the satellite phone store, our sponsor, SAT123.com, and also check out our store, healthrangerstore.com, for food supplies that are laboratory tested, certified organic, long-term storable. I mean, really long-term storable. Specifically, check out the freeze-dried fruits in number 10 cans. Those are steel cans for very long-term storage, and you can find those at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams. Pray for humanity. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.